Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome to Public Advocate Radio. Today, we are talking about Save Our Ship, you know, SOS. The Samoans are sending pleas for help to stop the forced vaccination going on there. I'm going to pick up my first guest. Hold on just a second. Hello, who is on the line, please?
Diane.
Oh, Ellen, hi, Diane. Hold on just a
second.
Hey. Hi, Diane. Good. Thank you for sending me so much information. Hold on just a second. I'm going to pick up another guest.
Okay.
Hello, who is calling, please? Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, is this Alfred Weber?
Yes, yes, it is.
Thank you for calling in today. This is a very serious issue. The Samoans are sending out pleas for help to stop the forced vaccination. And I just want to give people just a little bit of a heads up in regard to what they said would happen and what is happening. Okay. What was reported is they were giving people in Samoa an opt-in for the measles vaccination. Anybody who wanted to get the measles vaccination would put a red cloth on their door, which is reminiscent of ancient times where if you wanted a deadly disease to pass, you should put red blood, lamb's blood, over your door. However, this is the polar opposite. As everything is with vaccines, it's opposite day. So this would have the polar opposite meaning you want them to come and infect your child with a measles vaccine. So you can see where they're always trying to confuse people, but the president of Samoa, who I understand has an autistic grandchild, and if I'm wrong on anything I say, feel free to jump in and correct me, okay? But this is my understanding, and that he had not wanted the vaccine to be given, and to punish him, his country is being besieged. Now, the way they said it would turn out is not how it's turned out. I understand they have blocked roadways and shut down the government and are vaccinating everybody whether they want it or not. And again, if I'm mistaken, feel free to correct me. Okay, now we have two people on the line right now, Ellen Diane, who's been sending me valuable information in this regard, and Alfred Lambremont Weber, who is running for president of the United States, and he considers vaccination the war crime of genocide. So welcome both of you, Ellen Diane and Alfred Lambremont Weber.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. I thank you very much. I just joined the program, so I don't know whether Ellen has had a chance to make her initial contribution or not, but I would love very much to hear it.
Oh, wonderful. Ellen, please weigh in if you would. I appreciate all the information you sent.
Yeah, well, as you know, we all kind of keep track of these, the propaganda and the spinning of vaccine information, the pitting of parents against each other, anti-vax versus vax, just kind of like, it's like the way they push prejudice in the United States to pit people against each other. And the pharmaceuticals, are doing this, and some of us are aware, a lot of people know pharma is not a good thing, but they're all under a veil of fear. And so they do whatever the doctor says, with the misconception that they're actually free thinkers. And what has happened is I saw with Samoa, they were under attack. I saw that they were literally under attack by the pharmaceutical corporations because they really do pick on small countries. Like with Ebola, when they were attacking Ebola, I've Googled anybody that was on Facebook that was in that country, and then I Googled them information to share. And then that's what I did with Samoa. I found people that were in Samoa, and I just basically said, hey, your country's under attack. The pharmaceuticals are deceiving you. You need to look at these websites. You need to understand that poisons are not medicine, et cetera. And so then I got some people that were very willing to share that information. And then I started getting some negative, which was, it's not a problem. There's some people that believe if you withhold information, you save lives. And I said, no, pharmaceuticals kill people. Withholding information takes lives. And so basically I see the fraud, because if you will notice, in July they had a vaccine campaign and it was stopped because two babies died immediately. And they blamed these two poor nurses. They said it's their fault the babies died. They did something to the vaccine, like mixed it wrong or something, which is, you know, to me, a bunch of baloney. So we got two people in jail for what the pharmaceuticals did, just like we have 50,000 parents in jail for vaccine death, and they call it shaking baby syndrome. And so I was very upset about that, so I wanted to let, you know, I just figure if you can get some people in the know, then they can let that knowledge protect them, because in the Bible it says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And of course he's referring to the word, which is truth. And there's no truth in the pharmaceutical industry. And so they had this campaign in July in Samoa, and now there's a chart that shows that there's no hardly any vaccines, and suddenly 60 babies are dying. I mean, are we not able to add two and two? And then you go to Congo. There's 5,000 babies dying there, and they had a campaign in July there too, and they're dying off now and this time. So it's really, the numbers are there, that it points directly to the pharmaceutical industry. The deception and the fraud has to be stopped, and the only way to stop it is for people to be made aware. But if we can get past the media in some miraculous way with the alternative news, there might be a way if we can get them to not be cowardly and tell the truth about vaccines as well. That's my point.
Well,
I'm very passionate about it.
Those are all superb points, Ellen. I just wanted go ahead.
Let me read to you what one lady wrote to me, okay?
Yes.
Her husband is a political prisoner in Samoa. She says that they don't have freedom of speech there, and he's a political prisoner. And what she wrote to me was, I was trying to get it ready. It says, "Hi, Ellen. Oh my goodness. When I read an article that you shared, I am not good in medicine, but I can't stop tears falling. I share my live video on Facebook a few weeks ago. Basically, she was sharing that she believed the vaccines were deceptive. And I said all the vaccines are cheap and expired, and that's why our babies died in Samoa. And now I read yours. Oh, my goodness. It's the same as I thought. I thank you for sharing and caring for our poor people back home. I'm based in Australia. My husband, Mali Lee Paulo, is a political prisoner in Samoa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
And in Samoa, because he fought for freedom of speech and our democracy rights. And then a doctor Dr. Meehan wrote a letter to the holistic doctor because in Samoa, because he was saving the children using, of course, things that are natural and going to build up the immune system. Whereas, and he said that the reason the babies are not dying from the measles virus, he says if they're dying, it's because of the antibiotics they're adding after they vaccinated a nutritionally deficient child. Then they add antibiotics, then they add Tylenol, and then that stops the body's immune system, glutathione production, and then they can't fight the poison off, and they die. And that's the only explanation for these babies dying. It's not the measles. We have to be, the doctors are obviously so brainwashed now, they believe measles are dangerous. I mean, I grew up when measles were just, you know, a week long and you're good. And now it's just craziness.
He also recommended that they take vitamin A and vitamin C. And someone was just jailed in Samoa, who they call an anti-vaccine activist, for recommending the same thing, vitamin A and vitamin C, to protect yourself, really, from the measles shot itself. You know,
right?
So it's more than boosting your immune system. They're on the precipice right now. It's gone down. So he's in jail. Until they can find a reason that he shouldn't be in jail. You know, so he's guilty until proven innocent in Samoa. This man, I don't have his name in front of me, but I have a link to the article in the comments area below. But go ahead, Ellen. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, you know,
no, that's fine.
Dr. Meehan is trying to recommend, and accordingly, I heard that things were better for the people who were using his letter, but it hasn't stopped this outlandish campaign.
Well, that's because the pharmaceuticals are behind it. It's just like they lobby billions of dollars in our government, and we have a bunch of people that sold their souls. I mean, why else would they allow a company to force sell us poisons and kill thousands? I mean, they literally kill millions each year. And it's ridiculous.
I mean, why else would they allow— Hold on just a second. I'm getting an echo.
They literally kill millions each year. And it's ridiculous.
I mean, hold on just a second. I'm getting an echo.
I'm not talking.
Okay, no, that was an echo of what I had just said.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is not a mistake. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to, you know, do you have the program playing in the background?
Okay. I have nothing.
Okay, hold on just a second. Maybe it's
I'm on a landline too.
Okay.
No, I have nothing.
All right. Yeah.
I'm on a landline.
Hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it. Okay, good. So, do you hear me still?
I hear you.
Hello? Oh, good.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Then please proceed, Ellen. I apologize for that interruption.
Okay. Well, I'm just venting what I really believe to be true, because it's like adding 2 + 2, vaccines in July, death in November, and, of course, then there's a political dilemma that you can see where they're making this anti-vax versus vax. It's like a war. And so we just have to wake up. And I tell people, you're not going to change this evil. You're not going to be able to get them to admit their research is fraud, and that they're all these things about trying to find cures is a lie. It's a total fraud. The only way to defeat this evil is to quit providing a market for it. You know, but how can you convince the fearful? They have to be educated, but then the media is controlled. And that's why I think we need to concentrate on alternative media like you. I don't watch any CNN, all those. I don't watch any of the fake news, because they're Mockingbird CIA owned. And fake news is just another word for Mockingbird. And so we need to just get to the people through the YouTube. I've seen a YouTube where a guy's building a cabin in the forest, and he's got 9 million views. We should be able to get more views than that for life-saving information, you know, so we need to touch these alternative news agencies and get them to realize that there's something even more important than political news going on. We need to save lives by exposing the pharmaceutical fraud in this nation. I mean, it isn't just opioids. It isn't just abortion. It isn't just vaccines killing thousands each year. It's the whole system. And, you know, they keep the good and throw out the bad. And there's a lot of bad to throw out. And that's the main thing I wanted to share, was get the people educated so they quit giving this evil a market.
Right. Could I jump in here?
Yes, I'm done.
Yes, please do, Alfred. Thank you, Ellen Diane.
Yeah.
I appreciate
I'm very glad for all of the points that Ellen gave, and really a background there. I wanted to just very quickly and succinctly say, yes, I am running on an anti-vax platform for U.S. president on a living platform for a renewed America and a new earth. And you can find that at exopolitics.com. And I just want to summarize very quickly the findings of a panel that actually Sally and a number of her colleagues were on News Inside Out, our news agency. And the findings are these, quote, 65% of vaccinated children develop significant physical and mental illnesses, deficiencies, and disabilities, whereas only 1% of non-vaccinated children develop these. So that's the difference. Vaccinations are actually depopulation and genocidal agents that genocide 65% of the vaccinated children, and only 1% of non-vaccinated children develop significant physical and mental illnesses, deficiencies, and disabilities in their lives. And I think that Ellen made a very valid point that before the measles false flags were now started, I mean, measles was not the epidemic disease that now the false flag agencies and the international governments like the United Nations are promoting it as. And since the United States is a major funder of the United Nations, I would like to make my intervention specifically about the United Nations in this Samoa crisis, because I think it's a genocidal crisis that's occurring there. And this is today's December 5th, 2019, and I'm going to be reading a brief article from the Bangkok Post, Bangkok, Thailand, published on today, 5th December, 2019. The headline is this: United Nations, 190 nations belong to the United Nations. It's kind of the prototype or forerunner of a world government, and it is taking the role of the enforcer of world genocide via vaccines. And its headline is this: UN says online anti-vaxxers are fueling the Samoa measles deaths. Now, who are the online anti-vaxxers? Aren't they you, mm-hmm. Sally L. Cordy, you, Ellen, and me, mm-hmm. Alfred Laramont Weber?
Yes, indeed.
And others
they are
like
we.
Us?
They, yeah, and, there,
they
and a million
isn't
others like
total,
us. And a million
isn't
others
that
like
total,
us.
Isn't that total reversal where it is the United Nations and the governments through their mandates, mandatory vaccinations, where vaccinations induce 65 children that are vaccinated, 65% of vaccinated children develop serious illnesses, deadly illnesses.
Well, I am forced to quote Dr. Carley. I am forced to quote Dr. Carley. And say it's opposite day. When it comes to vaccines, it's opposite day, always. The polar opposite
okay.
of what makes sense.
So here, let me read the article so you can see how Orwellian, how total reversal of disinformation This is official disinformation from the United Nations, which is promoting a genocidal program. In Samoa, Wellington, social media giants must crack down on anti-vaccination posts that are fueling Samoa's deadly measles epidemics from afar, UNICEF's Pacific Islands chief said Thursday. That's today, Thursday, December 5th. Sheldon Yett, Y-E-T-T, the regional representative for the UN Children's Agency, said, quote, incredibly irresponsible, end of quote, online material on platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram have exacerbated the Samoa measles outbreak, which has claimed 62 lives since mid-October by discouraging immunization. Quote, it is quite clear they have a corporate responsibility to step up to the plate and make sure that populations, particularly vulnerable populations, get accurate information that's going to keep children alive, yet told AFP. Now, listen to this. Immunizations rates in Samoa dropped to just over 30% before the outbreak, well below the accepted best practice of around 90%, making the island nation extremely vulnerable to infection. The World Health Organization, so not only the United Nations, but the World Health Organization blamed an anti-vaccine messaging campaign, which Yett said was carried out by largely online by overseas-based activists. Okay, so let's deconstruct that. My understanding is that vaccination awareness carries a message that 65%, and these are actually clinical trials and studies, that 65% of vaccinated children develop serious health concerns, whereas 1% of non-vaccinated children do not. So where do the World Health Organizations and the United Nations get their Orwellian data? Could you answer that, Sally, or could you address that, Ellen?
Well, yeah.
Or both of you?
Well, no, I'd love to answer that. They refuse to do an official vaccinated versus unvaccinated study. I always refer people to Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, who was a pediatrician, and over the course of decades in his practice, he treated 50,000 patients. I want you to know that zero in 50,000 have autism, asthma, allergies, diabetes, and two other things I can't remember. But those four I remember. Zero. 0% out of 50,000. Let's just take autism, shall we? 1 in 36 of United States children have autism as of 2016. I'm sure it's higher now. But 0 in 50,000 versus 1 in 36. And the 1 in 36 is derived from the population of 99% vaccinated. So they're lying flat out.
Exactly.
And they're lying, and they can get away with it because they haven't produced any studies. I believe they have produced them, as with the CDC whistleblower. They had a big garbage party because they didn't like the results. 30 years of documentation that was supposed to be submitted to Congress never was, and they said, we've never done the studies. Lo and behold, right after that, didn't the FDA announce they were getting rid of 30 years' worth of documentation?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a cover-up, second to none, going on here. And Ellen, take it away.
Well, it's like if you're going to argue with a liar – or a fool, the Bible says, you become a fool. because you can't reason with them. The only way to stop this is to stop participating in it. And that's what I tell people on a daily basis. Fire the pharma pushers. Find, get yourself a little bit of knowledge. Learn how to take care of the body. And like me, I don't go to these people. I never need them, because if you eat right and you don't eat the pharma poison foods, you'll be fine. And see, they know that the vaccines alone aren't going to kill you off. That's why they have to take over our agriculture. We'll look at all the Roundup cases now. I mean, it's just, we got to get rid of pharma. You know, there's no need for all these poisons to just totally saturate this, everything we breathe, eat, drink. It's insanity. And if we sit there and try to debate with them and try to get them to be good guys, it's like trying to get the devil saved. You're not going to do it. The only way to do it is to kill the market. And then they don't have the money to bribe our Congress, and people just need to wake up. And I tell people, if you want to go to the doctor,
what do you think they're going door to door in Samoa? They're doing a test run here, like they did in Brooklyn, quite frankly, right in my backyard.
Yeah.
Within 48 mm-hmm. hours, they'd hit up every house, and it wasn't just the children. I am to understand from Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News, it was the children and the adults. You take this shot, or you pay $1,000 per member of your family who doesn't, and if you can't pay that, you go to jail.
That's
what
why you don't
Brooklyn,
need to
New
get.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's going to be nationwide unless the people wake up. If they ever get rid of your guns, they won't bother even asking you if you can get vaccinated. They'll be at your door. That's why they want to get rid of the guns, because the guns aren't there for entertainment or hunting. They're there to keep a government that wants to become a tyrannous, a dictatorship at bay. And see, that's why
right.
Trump is very much aware that we need to have our gun rights. And yes, assault weapons, the R-15 is no big deal. I mean, but it will definitely give the evil ones the idea that they're not just going to get to walk in our house. And,
right,
you know, and,
right.
and
okay.
so one day that will happen if we don't stand up.
Yeah, I really want to keep this on the Samoa case.
Okay.
Because here the UN and the World Health Organization are speaking, and they're making specific claims.
They're lying.
What they've said here is that there have been 62 deaths since mid-October, that immunization rates dropped to over 30% from 90%, and they're blaming the 62 deaths on that.
They're lying.
Is there any way to comment about that?
Well, they were there in July pumping people with vaccines.
I see.
Just like
so,
okay.
So what you're saying is that these 62 deaths really stem from their vaccination campaign, which started in July.
Well, why don't you ask them, were these people vaccinated? In July, they tried to tell me that not one person was vaccinated, and that's why they're dying. I go, well, tell me this. Why did they stop the vaccination campaign in July? Because two babies died minutes after the vaccine. You mean to tell me only those two babies got vaccinated and they died and nobody else got vaccinated? I mean, I can't believe that. I know how these drug companies work. They do the same thing, even with the measles and Disney World. I mean, they plan these things. It's like a false flag,
okay,
if you
well,
want to call it that.
Yeah, I will read what they say here.
Okay.
Yet said suspicion of vaccines in Samoa stemmed from a case last year when two babies died from receiving measles shots, leading to an 8-month suspension of the country's immunization program. Subsequent
mm-hmm.
investigations found there was no problem with the vaccine itself, but the nurses administering it accidentally mixed it with anesthetic instead of water. However, trust in the immunization program was dented, and anti-vaxxers stepped up efforts to push their agenda online, creating what yet described as a perfect formula for an uncontrollable epidemic. The activists also hindered efforts to control the outbreak, with one prominent Australian-based blogger last week comparing compulsory vaccinations to Nazi Germany, saying fascism is truly alive and well in Samoa. So what I'm trying to do is get around all this rhetoric, and what do you think is driving these 62 deaths? Is that coming?
Okay, Dr. Needham said it.
Sorry?
Dr. Needham told you. He says there's, it's, let me read it to you what he said. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, first you got, you know, it's not the measles, okay? I mean, let's face that. I mean, that's like trying to tell me the mosquitoes are going to die. I'm going to die every time a mosquito bites me. Of course, they try to tell you that too. Dr. Needham, I'll just say it. I'm going to read his thing exactly. But it's, you're giving vaccines to nutritionally weak children. That's a problem right there. Okay, then you go and you run to the doctor that doesn't know anything but drugs, and he gives you an antibiotic, which has serious side effects too. And then the child doesn't get better, and they go to give the child Tylenol to make him feel better, which is there's another name for it. And that's a formula for death. Okay.
All right. So it's probable that those 62 children were caught up in a syndrome that is developed that happens in these circumstances. And,
right. So you have to investigate.
That is caught up in the evils of the vaccine, correct?
Right. Well, you have. It's not just. And the vaccines are bad. Okay. But when you combine that with the ignorance that they are trained in medical school, where they actually believe vaccines are dangerous, and then they don't even know, I'm sorry, but they are not taught anything but pharmaceuticals. They have no understanding of nutrition and how it works with the body. And then you add all these other poisons to already a weakened immune system, and you think, oh, I got to give you a vaccine while you're sick. When I was young, they were smart enough to know you don't give vaccines to sick people. And then they never gave them to pregnant people. But now they're doing the most insane things. Pregnancy,
right.
Babies are dying in the womb. It's just craziness. And so you're just going to – you have to get to a point where you realize they're lying. And then you have to understand, okay, well, why are they dying? Okay, how many of these kids were vaccinated? Oh, they were all vaccinated? How many of these kids got Tylenol? How many of these kids got antibiotics? It's really easy to figure it out if someone would investigate.
Right. I see what you're saying. So this is a syndrome that occurs, which the United Nations, and in this case, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization are taking and they're morphing it over to the anti-vaxxers, whereas it's a known syndrome that occurs around a medical malpractice in less developed or in developing countries.
It happens here too.
Yeah. And also, just a couple of days ago, I was watching a hearing where Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and head of, well, actually, a DARPA CIA funded and founded social media organization, more like a social spying organization, Facebook, and he was being questioned by the one congressperson out of 535 members of Congress, the one who who has, there's only one member of Congress who has any awareness that vaccines are intentional depopulation agent. Sally, you know his name. You've actually...
Yes, Representative Bill Posey, God bless his soul.
Yeah. Now, Bill...
The others know. They just aren't. They're just cowards.
Yeah. Now,
yep.
Bill Posey was posing all of these issues to Mark Zuckerberg, that stating that there is abundant medical evidence that vaccines cause irreparable medical harm, and that Facebook, which has several billion members, you know, probably 40% of the human race are members of Facebook now, should allow a balanced presentation. And you could see how Zuckerberg was defending against that. So there's the depopulation program. I experienced that the depopulation program is so powerful amongst these organizations. In other words, the Facebook, the United Nations, the World Health Organization are all geared toward the implementation of the depopulation program, that they are in denial. Now, I tend to think of them more as mind controlled, you know, or brainwashed.
That would be the masses.
Sorry?
That would be the masses. Those people up there are not, they know what they're doing, but that's what they choose. They actually believe this is the right thing to do. Okay? They really believe they're saving the earth.
Right.
But the masses
so are
deceived, and that's why
they
allow it.
Yeah. So people who are running the UN and the World Health Organization and at the Mark Zuckerberg level are cognizant and intentionally part of the depopulation program, say, to eliminate, I've heard various figures, to eliminate up to 4 billion people. There's that extreme case of the Georgia Guidestones to eliminate and leave only 500 million people,
mm-hmm.
Where vaccines is one component, as you stated, with all of the other components. But the fact that the United Nations and the World Health Organization is coming in with these strong international statements on the Samoa case suggests that Samoa could almost be a test case, you know, in the same way that the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation, and you can go to our blog, Ebola Gate, tried to get a global Ebola epidemic started a number of years ago, which was successfully stopped.
Yeah. I sent them email. I sent them Facebooks too, and I hope I'm sure other people did too. You know, if you get the people informed, that because most of them, they submit to the vaccines not because they want to, but they're just terrified. They don't know what to believe. They're told they're going to die like a voodoo curse if they don't do it. But once they know that it's not, they don't have to do it, they're going to stand up to these deceivers, and that's what they don't want. They don't want you to have any knowledge. They want you to live in fear.
Well, in the case of the Ebola, and under certain protocols, you'll have army troops there with rifles, and if you refuse to be vaccinated, they will shoot you.
Yep. Well, there's one video in that kind of country. I don't know which one it was, but they had a whole school with a big tall fence around it. It was in Africa, and they said the health ministry was coming to vaccinate their kids. The whole town showed up to help their kids escape the school. I thought that was beautiful. And they took them home. So people in these poor countries are waking up. But what we have to, the only way to defeat this, you can't argue with these people. You can't change them. It's like they're brainwashed. They believe what they're doing. You have to kill their market.
When you say kill their market, could you
pharmaceuticals.
Define that in kind of different terms so we understand it better?
All right. So if you do not buy the pharmaceutical drugs because they're all poisons, what's it going to do to the pharmaceutical companies?
Well, that's killing
their market.
Here, the school children are not buying the vaccines. The parents are not buying
the
vaccines. You have the state authorities mandating the vaccines so that the schools and the state health authorities are mandating those vaccines. So that's like having
a
mandatory extermination program on your children.
That's pretty evil. And so that's going to take the people standing up. And that could be a civil situation. But like in the United States, we have three states that mandate vaccines. And they're coming after the homeschoolers.
No, we have five.
And they're trying to do the same thing.
Now.
We have five now. And so
Maine, New York, California, West Virginia, and Mississippi. What I am saying to people is, run for public office. Alfred Lamont Weber, thank God, has chosen to do this. And I wish everybody out there would challenge their legislators, if they're not voting to protect the American public from these toxic genocidal vaccines, you must challenge them at the polls. You must.
We do. We also have to quit buying their drugs because these people are getting paid money. How much money do we give these doctors? I don't go, you know, even the insurance companies are part of it. You can buy cost sharing. I mean, you don't even, if you take care of yourself right, you don't even need insurance except for emergencies. And you can get that with real cheap with cost sharing groups. And people are feeding this whole monster. And so I don't know how to deal with that other than, you know, people awakening.
Well,
I have a lot
of
friends
monsters.
Who are awakening.
I'll tell you one of the monsters. It's the agencies. We don't elect them. They're like
FDA control
over our legislature. So even if you run for office, all I can say is what we can do is run for office. Alfred will appoint the heads of all of these agencies when he's elected president.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime,
I think that one of the great advantages, say we're coming up to 2020, and at the federal, state, and municipal levels in the U.S., there are many elected political offices that are up for the November 2020 election. And if you declare yourself, what it does is that it empowers you to be a public speaker on the issue.
Yes.
And to begin to educate, to bring these issues
up. Well, you know, it's interesting.
Look how anti-vaxxers are being demonized by the United Nations, by the World Health Organization, in this one article.
Yeah, they do it in America. They do it here every day too. They do it in the newspapers. They got like Dr. Carley, she got one. Remember, she got that one guy that was in jail for so many years that was falsely charged with shaking baby syndrome. They do that. Someone's calculated that there's approximately 50,000 parents in jail that were falsely charged with the murder of their own baby after vaccines killed them. So we have a pretty big issue here in the United States.
And,
I mean, it's pretty serious.
And that is an intentional part of the depopulation program.
Yes.
Well, I would also like to suggest it's an intentional program of free prison labor. You know, these young dads are accused of shaken baby syndrome, and then they're sent to jail for life. And if there's any labor involved, that would be free labor, wouldn't it? And they're young and strong.
It's sad.
And it's a breakup, and it's a breakup of the family.
Well, that's what vaccines do, too. 90%
of
the autistic
society. It's part of the transhumanist agenda.
Yeah. Well, 90% of the autistic families, and there's 1.5 million of them, break up and their marriages break up. They can't handle the stress. They don't know. They don't even know there's an answer. You know, so it's just we're living in pretty bad times. And if you don't know God, and if you don't know all the things that the wisdom that He can provide, it can be pretty rough on people. You know, even dealing with it, the idea of all this evil, you know, it makes you want to go find a hole and live in it. But you know, that's not why He created us for. He created us to you know, bring heaven to earth. Bring His will to earth as it is in heaven. And His will is good. It's not for our demise. And so we need a lot of prayer. I pray a lot for this situation. And I really pray for people to have their eyes opened. And I really think if we educate enough people, we can counter this propaganda. Because there are, look, Sally, you've seen how many people have increased in numbers for the anti-vax movement because it's so obvious and in your face.
Yeah. Just
we have more
of
anti-vax
ago,
people.
Just 5 years ago, it was me all by myself speaking out, addressing the press, being, you know, why are you here by yourself? Well, because everybody who would like to be here has a sick child and can't come.
Yeah.
I represent 1,000 people. You know, it's a hard sell. Well, now there's 1,000 people. 5 years later,
that's awesome.
Really, 100. But 100, sometimes after they lost everything, 1,000, okay? 1,000 showed up in Albany after they lost everything.
Sally, I'm not sure how long the program goes, but I have to leave at the top of the hour, and it's about 13 of now.
What's your website again?
It's exopolitics.com. And,
spell that.
Exopolitics.com. And our living platform for a renewed America and a new earth is there, and it has a very strong anti-vaccination component to the platform, which is it's part of eliminating the war crime. Eliminating the war crimes component of our society, because we consider vaccination to be a war crime. I'm actually a war crimes judge. I've been a judge on. Sorry?
Consider this. That's very, very important because it's like a drop in the bucket of what the medical profession is doing to the people. What we need is doctor and patient, total autonomy, freedom from any agency, and that the patient and the doctor will have to have in other words, there should be a contract between the patient and the doctor, and nobody else can be involved And if there's any problem, they have to settle it, and that would have to be in court. But this intervention of all these agencies is allowing not just vaccine deaths, but cancer. The vaccines cause the cancer. Poisons cause cancers. I mean, why else are babies getting cancer? I mean, and then the medicine for cancer is a bioweapon of war, mustard gas, along with radiation. It isn't just the vaccine.
You should go to the platform. The platform covers that, including remote-directed energy weapons, GMOs, radiation, Fukushima, the whole bit. So
great.
I urge.
I will pray for your protection too.
yeah. Thank you.
Yes, we will pray for your protection. And anyone else brave enough to step up and challenge the existing horrible legislature that we are facing, I don't care what state you're in. It's eventually you two will go down. That's the plan. And they've got enough money because you can't sue them for their defective products. Because of that, they have so much money to buy anybody in creation except Alfred Lambremont Weber, except me. I'm running for mayor for a vaccine-free NYC. I'm asking everybody to step up and take full responsibility by running for a political office. We have the power not to protest, but to replace them.
Yeah. That's true. You're very, very right there, Sally.
Yeah, for example, Ellen, where do you live?
I live in Beaumont, Texas.
Okay. I used to live in Brownsville, Texas.
Oh, wow. That's pretty south there.
Yeah. So what political office would you like to run for in Texas?
Well, let me see. I really have no concept of the I did work as a, I got to go to the, you know, for the primary of Ron Paul, you know, as a delegate for Texas. But that's as close as I got to politics. And I saw a lot of corruption, and it was very disgusting, you know. Like with Ron Paul even, I could see it was totally rigged. We'd feel that when Ron Paul would speak, the auditorium would be 6,000 people strong, screaming.
As an independent.
Just to get my voice out. The vaccine free party.
You can run.
I'm asking people to run for the vaccine free party, which means you would be an independent, but you get to choose the name of your party. And if everyone will run for the vaccine free party, be it in America or anywhere in the world, our position is right out there front and center. People, because if you say, I was even thinking the anti-poison party, but that's too general. We don't want people miss the biggest threat to mankind, which is vaccination. It's cheap.
How about
it's potent? Go ahead.
How about Doctor Patient Freedom Party?
The what?
No vaccine.
Doctor Patient Freedom Party. That would take care of it all.
Please. Let me tell you. I ran for two different offices concurrently, the Health Freedom Party and the Vaccine Free Party. Hold on. Do you know that people who were savvy enough to know what health freedom meant were wildly enthusiastic to sign the petition for vaccine free? So I got 20-1 signatures for vaccine free over health freedom. I've already done the research. I know what's going on, and I know people are ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I if you don't mind, I'm going to direct everybody to my blog. It also promotes Alfred on this blog.
Okay.
It's tinyurl.com/2saveourspecies. tinyurl.com/2saveourspecies.
Okay.
And anyone can find Alfred at tiny, just his long platform. I'm going to send you the one with the long platform. tinyurl.com/AlfredLW2020. AlfredLW2020, and that stands for Alfred Lambremont Weber 2020. And that will give you the long version of his platform.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and Ellen, I would really urge you to transform yourself and jump into being a candidate for 2020 on an anti-vax platform. Because
vaccine-free.
Sorry?
I said vaccine-free. We're all going to run for the same party. Vaccine-free.
Yeah. Vaccine-free.
Okay.
Because then you are actually proposing something that people can look up to, because you're empowering yourself and you're empowering them.
Okay, I have a friend who's a lawyer. Maybe she can tell me what I need to do. Because I can just, I just kind of saw myself
I'll
say, okay, I got to do something.
No, listen.
I know just how to instruct you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to do this should write to me. Yeah, let me tell people, anyone who wants to run for the vaccine-free party and take back our children's lives and to save our species, write to October, V as in vaccine, I as in injury, A as in awareness, M as in month, October, VIAM at AOL.com, and I will tell you how to proceed.
Oh, okay. My brain couldn't comprehend all that, so can you text it to me?
October, VIAM. October, VIAM at AOL.com, just for the listener in case they had a pick.
Oh, okay, got it. October spelled out.
That's correct.
At AOL.com.
October, VIAM at AOL.com.
Okay, got it. All right, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Everybody say a prayer for the people in Samoa. It's too late for them, just as it's too late for the people in Brooklyn. They gave no notice. Over the next 48 hours, we're going to be going door to door. You know, bang, it's over, you know? So this is what's happening in Samoa. Surprise! First, they let you think that you have a choice. Put a red cloth on your door, and that way you're opting in. No, then they shut down all the roadways, they shut down the government, and everybody is forced vaccinated. This is an atrocity of enormous proportions.
It's a mass genocide. It's a mass poisoning. And it's being enforced by the United Nations, and it's being enforced by the World Health Organization. And the predecessors of these, the League of Nations and the predecessor of the World Health Organization, were involved in the false flag known as the Spanish flu, where through vaccinations and aspirin, they depopulated over 100 million people in 1919.
Gee, I don't know that many. I sat next to a guy on an airplane whose father was a CEO of a drug company, and I was like, ooh, I got to be nice to this guy because I wanted to say some things. But I was able to talk to him a little bit, and he told me that his father said 95% of the drugs that they make are ingested by Americans. So we're supporting this in this country. We're supporting their business. And that's really kind of a sad situation when you think about how many people are on, how many medications they are on in this nation. It's sad.
And who has the highest infant mortality rate in the developed and other worlds?
United States.
The United States of America. And we're number 56. We're number 56 in the world for infant mortality, number 68 for day of birth mortality. When I say number, I mean survival. So we're number 56 right. in survival, and we're number 68 in survival for our infants.
Japan is number one. Japan is number one because
for
they
survival,
quit vaccinating
right.
the babies. They quit vaccinating
mm-hmm.
the babies. It's, I mean, it's like a 2 + 2 = 4, and nobody can count anymore. Oh.
Well, the mother
fear
load
blinds
of
people.
Is given through the first year of life. You get more than half the vaccines through the first 2 years of life, a third through the first year. And all I can say is that this is resulting in these abominable the shame of our nation is our infant mortality rate. I don't know how else to
right.
say it. They say embarrassment. No, huge shame.
Not even counting the abortions.
Right. True.
Like the only thing that keeps me from going crazy is that I know that the end of the story, we win. That, and I know I have a relationship with God, Jesus. And I know these babies are welcomed into the arms of Jesus. That's the only consolation. Otherwise, you know, you would want to be just as evil as them to, because of vengeance, you know. But you just have to really pray and just say, you know, we can fight this, but we can't be lazy. We can't be a cowardly. We have to open our mouths because evil prevails only because good people do nothing. And so we have to do something. We're not, one person can't change the world, but many together can. And that's the only thing I just hope for, that, like, what you're doing.
What would
we all have to work together.
Your proposal for a federal law.
Pardon?
Ban vaccines. For the poison.
I would ban
these reasons.
AMA, interference with patient and doctor relationships, too. You know, because they're the one doctor. I had no doctors. I have a friend whose husband's a doctor, and he doesn't want to give these people opioids because, you know, they're addicted to them, and he knows it's hurting them and stuff. But they come in there, and they're like assaulting him almost. And there was a law passed recently because of Trump that he cannot prescribe them like that anymore. And he's like, takes a deep breath because now he's protected. There's no protection because if he doesn't prescribe them, not only do the patients go after him, so do the drug companies. So the doctors
I would like to ask a question. There are supposed to be, quote-unquote, white hats. People who are a part of the military, I believe, or perhaps retired military, where are they in stopping vaccination, which is the greatest threat to humanity today? What are they doing to stop this?
Who?
The white hats. Haven't you heard about the magical white hats
who help humanity? No, I've never heard of them.
Well, there's.
I've heard of the militia.
Well, all I can say is the people who can do something about this are not doing something about this. Supposedly, they are working on child trafficking, which is magnificent.
Oh, okay.
But because this is so secretive, we don't actually know what's transpiring. What we would know instantaneously is if they stopped the vaccines, if they arrested the pediatricians who are administering them, for example.
Well, here's what the Lord showed me. The reason they can't come in and do that right away, because you know who the greatest adversaries would be? The fearful, naive parents. They would be the biggest adversary to that because they actually believe their kids will die if they don't get the vaccines because they've been voodooed for their whole life.
Well,
so we have to get that educated.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you, my fiend, my friend, seriously, is I'm running for the vaccine-free party. It is more popular, 20-1, than health freedom, which is saying to people you have choice. you'll have choice.
Right.
They would rather see them go south 1,000% than to have choice to take one. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's something people don't realize.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You got to get one done before you can get the other.
Well, I'm not saying you have to get one done. I'm saying if I get elected mayor, for example, you're going to have to go to Connecticut or New Jersey or upstate or out to Long Island to get a vaccine. What is my first decree? Pediatrician, put down the syringe and take 2 steps back.
Yeah, they lose all their work.
That's the first thing I will do. If I am elected for the vaccine-free party, people will know precisely where I stand.
Yes. Well, if you don't vaccinate, they won't have a job anyway. Yeah. Those pediatricians will not have any work if they don't vaccinate.
They'll have to go to New Jersey or Connecticut or Long Island or Westchester, but they're not going to be vaccinated in New York City.
Sally, as I understand it, you will empower and do the studies, right? Vaccinated children.
They've already been done. You go into any pediatrician's office and say, "Open all your envelopes. Open all your envelopes.
Right.
Let's see the health of all the children who are vaccinated versus all the children who are not." There are actually 4 studies that have been done. They just were never done, or they were never published by the FDA or the CDC. The CDC has done studies. That just came out.
Mm-hmm.
That recently came out that Colleen, what is her name, from the CDC, lied before the Oversight Committee to Representative Posey when she said there were none done. There were done. Dating back to 2000, there were CDC studies to compare the vaccinated to the unvaccinated.
Do you have those available?
I'd be delighted to send that to. Yeah, I would be delighted to post it in the comments area and to send it to each of you. Yes, I sent it.
Yeah,
to Representative Posey,
make it available
for
everybody. Put it on your website.
I have, and I will do it again. Yes, I have, and I will do it again.
Oh, keep them there.
Yeah, I have, and I will do it again. I will send it directly to you, for example.
Okay, thank you. I've seen some, but I don't have, ready access to it.
Well, I'd be delighted to send it to you.
Okay. How's Dr. Carly?
Oh, gosh, I haven't spoken to her sister in weeks now. I'm chomping at the bit. You know, Alfred, I don't know if you realize that Dr. Rebecca Carly has written a scientific exemption to vaccination. After she did that, and it came out for International Vaccine Injury Awareness Month all over the world, they threw her into a psych ward for 5 days with no diagnosis, okay? She got out. She went to her apartment. Things were going very well. And then she took a terrible fall was in a coma. Came out, she had a concussion and is having seizures. Now she is being held in solitary confinement in a hospital as of weeks ago, because I haven't had word and nobody can contact her directly. She was being held in solitary unless she takes a specific pill. And she has always told me, "I will never commit suicide. God does not want me to do that. And that's a sin against God, so I will never do that." So if she's not taking the one pill that will assure her release, it's because it is going to harm her. So I'm just letting you know.
Right.
That's the last I know.
She is among the most targeted persons that I know.
Yes.
I mean, that her fall was probably by remote-directed energy weapons.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, look, I have to run. I'm sorry, but I'm very happy that you invited me to join you today. We were able to surface the role of the planetary genocider, the United Nations, in magnifying the Samoa genocide of the World Health Organization in magnifying the Samoa genocide through vaccines. We were able to bring to the public awareness the Vaccine Free Party.
Vaccine free. Vaccine free.
Vaccine free. Okay, I'll get that straight.
Vaccine free party. And Sally Accordi for mayor, Alfred 2020, with the Living Platform for a Renewed America and a New Earth. And Ellen, who is now moving to take the great state of Texas into a vaccine-free status.
Help me, Jesus.
Oh, perhaps governor for you, my friend. Governor for you, Ellen.
Sorry, could you say that again, please?
I said governor for Ellen Diane. I already have a gubernatorial candidate for New York.
Great.
Very brilliant woman.
Good.
I'm very excited about this. She hasn't made the official announcement, so I'll wait till she's ready. But I've got someone great. So I hope you will step up to the plate, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. With that, I'll leave you thank you very much, and I look forward to joining you again and moving everything forward.
Hashtag Alfred 2020. Hashtag Alfred 2020.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alfred.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Goodbye for now.
Yeah, thank you, Sally.
Well, Diane. Oh, are you splitting too? That's fine.
No,
so
that's fine.
Oh, you're here? Good. Okay. Well,
yeah, I'm here.
So I pray for Dr. Carly every single day. I don't think for a second I wrote to her sister. I just told her I think of her every single day. I wish I had telepathic communication abilities so I could communicate with her. Just because that's the only way I will. So I'm very frustrated because she is the solution. You know, they don't want the solution. They're saying, you know, she's had a concussion, she's having seizures, but gosh darn it, she knows her medicine. She may not recognize her sister, but gosh darn it, she knows her medicine. So all I can say is she's been reversing vaccine-induced diseases for 20 years. She is the solution. We need her now more than ever. Everybody's, please, say a prayer for Dr. Carly. Say a prayer of protection for my good friend Alfred Weber and all the poor beleaguered people in Samoa.
Yes. I just pray that no poison that is injected into them will harm them. In Jesus' name.
Everybody repeat after Ellen Diane. So, all right, my friend, is there anything else you'd like to speak about? Lord knows there are so many things wrong with vaccines and everything that surrounds them. You're welcome to say anything you'd like at this point.
Yeah. Well, just on a positive note, as there's the evil that's in the world, it's not a mystery, and it's not it's been here since time began here on Earth. And we just have to just really understand who we are and take the authority that's given to us to do the righteousness. He said, God says in his word that we can discern between good and evil because we practice his righteousness. And so I just pray that people will learn his righteousness and that they will be able to discern between the good and the evil and not be deceived by evil. And that's my prayer for them in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you very much, Ellen Diane. I thank you especially for apprising me of all these things that are transpiring. This show would not have happened were it not for you. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, Sally, for all that you do. Babies have been saved because
we've got to keep it up.
Okay.
And can you imagine? Wouldn't you love to know how many? I hope millions have been saved because of both of us.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Well, we'll
talk
all find out one day.
That's
so we'll find out one day.
That's true.
Right. We'll get a replay of it all.
I get you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ellen Diane, again, and we'll talk again, and I'll send Rebecca your love if I ever hear back from her sister,
yes,
which I am hoping I will.
Well, I'll be, yeah,
yes,
I'll be praying for it too.
And I'll send you her sister's email so you can contact her, you know, her directly if you wish, you know?
Yes, please do that.
I will.
Please
I will.
Do that.
Okay, goodbye,
okay,
everyone.
Goodbye.